And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Good evening to you, my sisters and brothers in Christ, saints and sinners, people of LCC, people who have come here for a meal and found, I hope, God. Whether it be with one another, or whether it be with the people that have served you, or whether it be just on the streets, I hope that you have found some form of God with you, and the Holy Spirit be among us. So, this is a very interesting gospel, and the reason I decided to read this tonight is because this Sunday we're doing Michael and All Angels, and we're going to have a different set of readings, but this was the appointed reading for the 19th Sunday after the Pentecost. I'm not sure which Sunday. It's the 19th or 20th Sunday after Pentecost. And I did do some work on this text, and we sat around and talked about it. I said, this is some really strange text to come out of the gospel. What Jesus is saying, I think what we initially look at this and we say that Jesus is saying, how much faith do you need to move to pursue the riches, to be able to share your riches with others? And that we do not need more faith, but we need to act on the faith that's already there. God has already given us that faith, and we just need to present it, and we just need to show out God's love and what that means. And what that means to me in knowing that I have faith in God, and God has given me this Holy Spirit, is giving myself to others and doing what God commands me to do here in the world, being good to one another. Now, having said that, we think about this in light of the fact that God is asking us to give all of ourselves. And many of us are only willing to give just 10% of ourselves. Now, I'm not talking about tithing. I'm just talking about the time that we devote to our day. Because we're really selfish with our time, to be honest with you. I don't care if you live on the street, or you live in assisted living, or you live in a nice house somewhere up in the Berkeley Hills. But we all are selfish with our time. Is that not right?
Yeah.
We spend a lot of time thinking about ourselves and not so much time thinking about God. And I am guilty of that as well. I got to be honest with you. And so when I look at this text, I hear God, Jesus, talking about this, giving this parable of who has a slave and who is, you know, you wouldn't say to your slave, come on in and join me and have dinner with me. And so when peak scholars will read this text, they'll say, oh, well, it was the time. You didn't ask the help to come sit and do anything. Of course, everybody would like understand what he was saying. But this is Jesus Christ we're talking about. Jesus who turned the world upside down. He is already, this is obvious to him. This is obvious. Why is he even saying this out loud? Because Jesus is subversive to the people around him. So the disciples are saying, why is he even asking us? Maybe we really need to think about this. Maybe this is the kind of thing we need to do. If we have servants, we actually ought to be asking them to sit in and have dinner with us. You know, Jesus is telling his disciples to start imagining things in a different way. To start imagining things that are unimaginable. And maybe it's not just, you know, because slavery that happened in the Roman times and slavery that happened here in the United States that we're all familiar with are somewhat different things, but there's still a huge oppression in it. This is why when Moses brought the Israelites out of Israel, that they brought him out of slavery. We know what slavery means. And the Jews at the time that Jesus was talking to knew what slavery was. That God brought them out of Israel. Out of Egypt. God brought him out of Egypt. And so what Jesus is saying is, look, you who were slaves have slaves, and you're not asking them to come in and eat dinner with you? How long will it take for we, and I don't mean we as Lutheran Church of the Cross, but we as America to invite everyone to eat at our table? People are hungry. People are needy. Luke is trying to poke at the awareness of the people around us. Luke wants us to know, and Jesus wants us to know, that there's people all around us. You know, last Sunday I talked about Lazarus at the gate, and how the rich man descended into hell because he didn't see Lazarus at the gate. He had no idea that this man was out there. This poor man sitting out there hungry, and Lazarus couldn't even give him his table scraps. And yet, we need to be aware of the souls out there who need healing and who need love and who are just around us and who need us. And we also need to know that we are loved and that God loves us and that we are all one family of God, children of God, ready, because Jesus Christ has promised us, His children, His people, a kingdom. Sisters and brothers, that's good news. Amen. Amen.